Chapter 14. Yes, but instead, let us inquire whether the Lord has really given that covenant which he swore to the fathers that he would give to the people. He gave it, but they were not worthy to receive it on account of their sins. For the prophet says, "And Moses was fasting 40 days and 40 nights on Mount Sinai, that he might receive the covenant of the Lord for the people. And Moses received from the Lord 2 tablets, written in a spirit by the finger of the hand of the Lord. And having received them, Moses carried them down to give to the people. And the Lord spoke to Moses, 'Moses, Moses, go down quickly, because your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, have acted lawlessly.' And Moses understood that they had again made molten images for themselves. And he threw the tablets out of his hands, and the tablets of the covenant of the Lord were broken. Indeed, Moses had received it, but they proved themselves unworthy." Now, how did we receive it? Moses, a mere servant, received it. But the Lord himself, having suffered on our behalf, has given it to us to be a people of an inheritance. But he was manifested in order that they might be perfected in their sins, and that we, being constituted heirs through him, might receive the covenant through the Lord Jesus. For he was prepared for this purpose, that by manifesting in person, he might redeem our hearts from the darkness, which were already surrendered to death and delivered to the lawlessness of error, and that he might, by his account, enter into a covenant with us. For it is written how the Father instructs him to redeem us from the darkness and to prepare a holy people for himself. Therefore, the prophet says, "I, the Lord your God, have called you in righteousness, and will take you by your hand, and will preserve you. And I have given you for a covenant to a generation, for a light to nations, to open the eyes of the blind, and to bring those who are bound out of chains, and those who sit in darkness out of the prison house. Therefore, you realize from what we have been redeemed." Again, the prophet says, "Behold, I have appointed you as a light of the nations, that you might be my salvation to the farthest ends of the earth. This is what the Lord God who redeems you says." And again, the prophet says, "A spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to announce a good message to poor men. He has sent me to heal the broken heart, to preach deliverance to captives, and recovery of sight to blind men, to announce an acceptable year of the Lord, and a day of recompense, to comfort all those who mourn.